This is the second to last school mat. Hope you guys are sad about that. I'm a little bummed. You're sad about God. You're sad about not coming to Mass on Thursdays. Oh, that's a tricky question, isn't it? I want to share two quick things this morning with the readings. First reading, a little long. Deep conversation that they were having, our apostles. I think the biggest thing I was curious about your thoughts about this is that one of the apostles was saying that their faith was purified in their heart. What does that mean? Their faith purified from God, of course, their heart.
That God loves, that people love God?
People loves God, yes. That's one way.
Yep.
But the direction is the other way. It's from God to them. Oh, okay.
God's heart.
God's heart. Yes, and that's a great question too, because God doesn't really have a heart, does he?
Yeah, he does.
This is a good theological question. We have a heart, a physical heart, right?
Yeah, it's a pure heart.
It's a pure heart. Boy, you guys are brilliant. These are serious. These aren't just a little, what do you think? What's that? God loves people.
Yeah.
Now, when I'm talking about the heart, am I talking about blood that's going around your body?
No.
No, what are we talking about here? God, yeah. Faith. Yeah. What does faith mean? Yeah. In a religion, kind of, yeah. I think the people have different faith. I have faith that we landed on the moon. I wasn't alive for that, but Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. I have a faith in that, even though I never saw it. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead. I wasn't there, but I have faith for that. Now, the thing that's very curious is that a lot of people today in our world, in the United States, in our science, is that we physically have a heart. Have you ever heard of something that when somebody's hurt from their heart, they have a heart attack? Or they have a heart surgery? Do you think the Bible's talking about your physical heart with blood? No. Here's what the history was in the Israelites in Judeo-Christianity, that the heart is like our soul. It's an imi, a metaphor. And so when we were hearing from the apostles that when they had faith, a belief beyond just our physical eyes and in the physical world, that our hearts can be purified. Well, that's some deep stuff to talk about, right? Very important things to think about. And it's amazing, again, I thank you, whoever it was that said about the lamb, that gave me a whole homily. You did? Yeah, it's unbelievable. And these conversations are very deep. And not many other places in our community where your age is can enter into a philosophical, theological conversation at church about deep things like that. I'm proud of you. The second one is quick. I mean, Jesus, he said his Father loves him, and Jesus loves us. And when we read the scriptures, I've said this before, but the Bible is not a dead book. You know, like some of the books we might read, it starts and finishes, and then we close the book and we put it on the shelf. We might read it again, but the Bible is something that is always can be open. We can always learn more. So today, again, we are reminded, and I hope you are reminded, how much Jesus loves you. Obviously, it was written about 2,000 years ago, and he was talking about the disciples and the people back then. But God wrote that for us, too. So every one of you can be reminded how much Jesus loves you. Not just his disciples back then, but in 2019, towards the end of your school year, that Jesus loves you. There's some amazing, deep things to think about. And it's awesome to watch you do it. To see the great gifts you have shown and grown with. Your music, your service, your time to read. And that's, I'm just talking about that here at the church. Part of all of you, and I know next week we'll have our last school mass. And of course, I'll see many of you on the weekends as well. But know my prayers and continue to think about that. And please read this summer. That'll be your homework. I don't need any papers. I don't need anything. Just read the Bible. Whether there's a verse or two, a chapter, whatever. Jesus loves us so much that our heart is purified when we believe in God, and the best way we can hear his voice is reading the scriptures. Alright? Let's stand up for our prayer, shall we?